This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're with Annie and Ando for your Tuesday breakfast. Now, each week, Annie and I compete against each other to see who can get a DM, so a direct message on Insta, from someone famous. And the winner is the person that gets a response or a message from the most famous person. Now, Annie, this week, or during the week, I thought I'd aim high for this segment. I didn't want to just, like, I don't know, go Holly Valance. And I do love Holly the Valance and Down Boy, but I thought, no, I'm going to go high. So I sent messages to Alan.
Who's Alan?
DeGeneres. She's kind of got...
Ellen.
Oh, like, Ellen. Oh, sorry. Alan. Alan.
I'm thinking that little... What is
Ellen?
The squirrel. Alan.
No, Ellen. And then I thought, oh, I may as well see what Oprah's up to. And my message said, just wondering what you've been up to. And I did invite Oprah to have a chat to us on the show. And then I thought, oh, maybe go Australian. So I went Kate Ritchie, you know, Sally from Home
yes.
and Away. I love her.
Love Kate Ritchie.
And then I thought, well, I'll go a little
You messaged her, though?
Yeah, I messaged her.
And no response?
None from any of these. But I did one more, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get one. I did Lydia Scavallo. You don't even... From Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Yes,
lovely
yes,
Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I thought...
Come on, fingers crossed.
Fingers
did
crossed.
You?
Nothing. But my only success this week was Darren Palmer. You know the judge on the block, beautiful Darren Palmer.
Yes.
There was a picture of him in bed with his dog that his husband took a photo of and posted. And I posted a comment saying too cute and he liked my comment.
Oh,
does that
well
count?
Done.
Does
yes.
that count?
It counts.
So
it
Darren
counts.
Palmer's mine. What have you got?
Is he verified on
yes,
Instagram?
He's
got the blue tick.
Oh, you and your blue ticks. Just because you've got one.
You set the rules. I don't have one. But you said, you know, they should be verified. People. Look, the person I got was not verified, but I may have cheated a little because it turns out I'm already friends with this celebrity before they became famous.
Oh, I don't know that that counts.
So I didn't know that we had a previous chat conversation until I logged in to try to message her. But Miss Universe Australia, the current Miss Universe 2019 is off competing right now in the finals in America. And her name's Priya Sarau. I messaged her.
How do you say that?
Priya Sarau.
Sarau.
And I said, hey, Priya, just wanted to wish you all the best for Atlanta. When you're back, I would love to interview you for Breakfast Radio, which I'm hosting now in the city at Joy. I'll be cheering you on. And she sent a message back. It did have a typo in it. Forgive her. It said, thank Annie and absolutely.
Thank Annie.
Yes.
Hang on. I need to check with producer Jard if... The person's already a friend, whether you actually can do this.
I don't remember meeting her, but she's come to my shows and our previous messages have said she said she enjoyed coming.
You don't remember
but we're
meeting...
high school friends, I suppose.
Producer Judd, is this okay?
According to the International Olympic Committee of Desperate DMs, that's a highly, highly illegal move.
It was
an illegal move!
No! So, all right, fine. I'll just tell her she can't come on the show then.
Oh, no, I think Producer Judd would like to meet her.
Sorry, Miss the Universe. Miss
yes,
Universe.
Miss the Universe. Yeah, potentially the winner.
Like, you know, the best I've got, not Miss Galaxy, the entire
no,
universe,
the
every
entire,
life form.
The entire Milky
is,
Way. Yeah, queen of the amoebas.
And she looks, out of all the amoebas, she looks best in a
yes.
swimsuit.
Yep.
Invite her on.
All right, great.
All right.
Does that mean I win?
No, I don't know. I'm going to see you back here next week to see who's... So one for me, Darren Palmer, one for you, Miss Universe.
All right.
All right?
Fair enough. All right. Tuesday breakfast. And we are talking about cars because I've owned a car for a long time. But the first time yesterday, I got into my first car accident.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, it wasn't a big one. It's all cosmetic damage, but it actually wasn't my fault, even though the other guy tried to bully me into thinking that it was.
Really?
Yes, that was, I was quite shaken by the aggression, but I was on Chapel Street. I was, had lots
hang
of,
on, stop. Chapel Street.
Yeah, I know.
Buddy.
I really regretted not taking an Uber already because it was a nightmare finding parking in the city when we met up yesterday, Ando, and I went over to try and, it's embarrassing to admit, I was like, I'm going to pop into... buy some tea on Chapel Street. I had plenty of time and I found myself a perfect spot and very relaxed, chill. I had enough sleep, you know. I'm a really good parallel parker. I'm not afraid to admit, because it's something I hold very close.
Some people just won't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And that's because I used to suck at it when I was learning. And my dad, I had this breakdown in the car. My dad was like, it's okay, you'll get there. My dad very rarely said anything nice to me. So I was like, oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks for believing. And he was right. So, yeah. And so I was doing this parallel park when suddenly I heard a crunch. And this guy was right up my butt.
In your grill?
In my grill.
In your back grill?
In my back grill, yeah, right in my back grill. I've never experienced it before, so I was quite shocked. And it was my right bumper touched his left front bumper, so the back of mine. Hmm. Yeah, it was like a, you know, so I was already almost in the space when
he's trying to force his car into the spot.
No, he didn't want the spot. He really wanted me to just keep moving. Like, he didn't want for somebody parking.
Oh!
Yes.
So it wasn't even a fight over a spot.
No, wasn't a fight over a spot. It was impatience because he had somewhere to be. Yeah. So then,
draw it on the whiteboard for me.
Yeah, and there were all these pedestrians who came out and started yelling and saying that I was right, and they saw the whole thing. And one lady was a lawyer who gave me a business card. She's like, I will represent you for free. I was like, oh my goodness.
No way.
Yeah, so everyone was very nice about it. But this guy had clearly been in other accidents before, because he whipped out, he knew everything. He was like, get my details, let me take a photo of your license. I was very innocently being like, I don't want you to know where I live. And he was like, no, it has to be like that. And
good point, though, because you exchanged details and suddenly now he knows where you live. You need one of your fake IDs.
One of my many fake IDs.
Yeah, open the glove compartment. Which one will I be? Like Lola.
No, yeah, David Smith. somehow not convincing. But, yeah, waiting to see what happens. But we do have an SMS in from Sabine. She says that she keeps an army blanket in her vehicle. We were chatting. I have a Melways still for emergencies. Paper Melways, yes. I also have a picnic blanket in there. Her advice is, if you find injured people or animals, wrapping breakables when moving, impromptu picnics when life is just crap, covering the boot when you have messy stuff, it can be washed and is really tough. Get one at army disposals?
Yeah.
Yeah, army
blankets.
Thanks,
Sabine.
That's good.
Look at the list she's given us for uses of... All right, because I said there was maybe something, you know, like this other listener had messaged in saying she'd give it to her daughter with the Melways as a gift when she got her car. Yes. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about the blanket. Might get up to a bit of naughty stuff.
I've been discussing a topic that's hit a nerve with our listeners, talking about car accidents.
Because you had an accident yesterday, your first car accident.
First little bingo.
And it wasn't even your fault. Mean man and the whole street came out. Chapel Street, everyone.
Yes.
She was in Chapel Street.
Yep. Families, lawyers.
Lawyers offered her services for free to represent you, because it was clearly not even slightly maybe your fault. It was definitely not.
I had a lot of self-doubt there because I couldn't see everything. And somebody has texted in with some fairly good advice saying, morning, guys. Annie, you might have to invest in a dash cam, front and rear. They're the best. Andy.
Oh, morning, Andy. What's your view, Annie, on...
I haven't got one myself, but I have thought a lot about getting one for my helmet on the bike, because I've witnessed a lot of illegal things going on, both between traffic and myself to other cyclists.
So you're out there doing illegal things and you want to film it. Is that what you mean?
No, yeah, for YouTube, my channel. Yeah, just me, like, doing monos and stuff.
No, so what, you'd have a camera on your helmet?
Yeah, and then you can capture people who, like, try to door you, or people who are, you know,
to door you.
Well, they don't probably try, but they're not trying very hard to keep you safe either. Yeah. So that's a good
back to your back to your helmet.
Yeah.
Do you have cable ties on the top
of it? No, I don't, but I remember talking recently on my music shift about getting swooped, because I had my first swooping as well. What a big year it's been.
And great you. High school presentation night, car accident, and a magpie swoop.
Yeah, that's my life's complete bucket list right
there. So you've never been swooped before?
No, I hadn't.
Wow.
Never. But that's a different story for another time.
Back to cars.
Somebody else has texted in saying, I had a man abuse me after he reversed into me and got his son to come and abuse me too. Sorry, I just found that funny. I had to call the cops as they were so aggressive, but you still had to give them your address, which is BS.
And they haven't written BS, they've written a full
word.
But, well, I mean, because we were saying before that, like, you have an incident, some people get really fired up and all of a sudden you go, oh, here's my details, and now they've got your home address.
That's true. I even saw a guy getting so fired up, he put his hazard lights on the other day, you know, just so he could have a little bit more time being abusive.
When I bought my ute last year, because I drive around
brag.
A ute. Sure. Yeah, I was two days into it, I was in a car park in Campbellfield and a guy cut the corner and just sideswiped it. And he started harassing me to not go through insurance, that he's got a mate that's a panel beater that would fix it.
Wow. See, you make connections through car accidents.
Yeah, no, but it didn't feel nice, and it felt dodgy as all get out.
Can I share one more text?
Yeah, sure.
Little Jason in Ivanhoe. This is my favourite text
little Jason.
So far. Morning. In my old unreliable car, I kept a scooter in the boot.
A what?
A scooter. Scoot, scoot, just in case it broke down. Now that I have a new car, I still have the same scooter in the boot, but it just takes up space. I love that. Like, you can, you know, like, in an emergency, you just pop the scooter out and you're like, see ya.
Ditch the Corolla or the Echo and scoot to wherever as you're going down the Eastern Freeway on your scooter. I wonder if it was a motorised scooter or just, like, one of those pedal ones.
I reckon it's pedal. You'd struggle to fit a motorised scooter in.
Hey, fun fact, because I know you love a fun fact.
I love a fun fact.
Do you keep random stuff in your boot?
I do. Yeah, I've got the picnic rug and I've got the Melways. I've got tissues always. Toilet paper sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's not, that's net, like, I don't say that, I mean like a scooter.
My dad used to keep a bucket in there. Okay. I'll let you figure out why.
Because random stuff in your boot that you don't need adds to your fuel cost because the car's heavier
that
and it costs you more fuel and fuel's really expensive.
Oh no, so my little tissues weighing me down.
Stop it.
Anyway, take it in.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.